Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we'll get into Scout Anon on the worst things people said about the Texans draft picks. We talked to Nick Caserio earlier about 90 minutes ago. That conversation, again, will be up before the end of our show. If you missed it, it'll be up on YouTube and all of our Odyssey platforms and whatnot. We'll get into that. Big news of the day so far in the NFL, George Pickens is being traded to the Dallas Cowboys. From the Steelers to the Cowboys, primarily, oh, here we go. Steelers receive a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
So a little bit more than they had said some pick swaps initially, but yeah, that ends up being...
I'm just reading the bottom of the screen on ESPN. It just says, Cowboys acquire George Pickens in trade with Pittsburgh in the big font, and then in the little font it says Steelers receive 2026 third and 2027 fifth. So there you go.
Does Aaron Rodgers change whatever he was going to do or not do based on this?
Would you if you were him?
If they were open with him and having their conversations about it, they probably told him there was a chance that they were going to trade George Pickens. Yeah. So he's looking at right now. Robert Woods is in Pittsburgh now, and DK Metcalf really is the two main guys. Scotty Miller and Roman Wilson and those guys behind him. Calvin Austin III, there too. So I wonder. I don't know. It just feels more and more like Aaron Rodgers probably just isn't going to play football. I don't – as he starts to delay and delay and delay, he's at a stage in his career and his physical age where the thought of him coming in July or something just doesn't – it doesn't do it for me if I'm trying to just put together a team and establish a culture and all that.
Yeah, they – the Steelers – trying to see, they drafted a guy in the sixth round. Did they draft Will Howard, the Steelers? I can't remember if they drafted Howard. Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Will Howard or Kyle McCord.
You're going in with Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson. I feel like Kurt there is a better option potentially or more realistic it's just late in the day. Kirk Cousins, thank you.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. I thought you said Kurt with a T. Okay, yeah.
I probably did. Yeah. I don't know what my brain fell apart about a half hour ago.
I think Cousins is in play for them. They'd have to trade for him, but I think Cousins is in play for a lot
of teams.
It
might be more. It makes it more real. It's probably a more viable option right now if you want all those things that we were just talking about. Is all right. We got to get our quarterback in here and. Yes, OTAs, do they matter all that much? Yeah, when you have a new quarterback, I think they do. And Kirk Cousins can come in and actually start working with the receivers and everybody else. Kirk Cousins can run that system, and Arthur Smith can start working with him. If I were a Steelers fan, I wouldn't be excited about either of the options, but I'd feel better about Kirk Cousins right now than I would Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like he's more stable.
Yes, I would agree with that. All right, so anonymous scouts. Bob McGinn, who works for Tyler Dunn, who used to work for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's a longtime NFL writer.
This is why my brain fell apart, because I was scavenging up these anonymous quotes from Bob McGinn
yes.
before this segment. So that Somehow me not being able to pull up Kirk freaking Cousins is excused now.
It's a good reason, yeah. So Bob McGinn, who we know has great connections to the scouting and executive community, for years and years has done Anonymous Scout. Scout Anon, as we like to call it.
And we've been reading a lot of people gushing about the first several selections for the Texans, especially the wide receivers.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, check our blind spots here and see, are we whistling past any potential issues?
I like that. I like it. We got to stay balanced here on this whole thing. We can't just get over the moon on guys that haven't taken a snap yet. All right, so here we go. Jaden Higgins, the Texans' first pick, 34th overall, early second round.
I couldn't find really anything juicy about Jaden Higgins. This was the worst review he got from one of the anonymous scouts, and it starts off really positive. Good athlete with really good hands. He can track and adjust to the ball well. Big catch radius. Has strong hands. Fluid athlete. He can get PIs, pass interferences, by extending vertically and closing the cushion. He's a red zone threat for sure with his size.
Oh, this is all really good stuff so far, Seth.
And again, this is not scintillating stuff when we get to the negatives. My biggest concern was blocking. He'll get in the way, but he has to develop a more aggressive mentality and physicality. Overall, a real good player. His floor is a really good number two. He's definitely in the second round conversation.
Okay, the concern, the one concern there, my biggest concern was blocking, as you just read. He'll get in the way, but he has to develop a more aggressive mentality and physicality. I don't think that's irrelevant when it comes to what Nick Caley and the Texans want to do.
When they want him as a blocker, but then also when it comes to the contested catches, when you're doing it and doing it in college and you've got some good film of it. But I know going into the Senior Bowl, one of the things that I had read was a lot of people wanted to see just really how well he did versus in contested catch situations and versus press man against more consistently high level of competition in practice.
Yeah.
And people were pleased with that. So there's nothing about his play that looks like he doesn't have an aggressiveness to him when it comes to run after the catch and all of that. I think a lot of it on the blocking side might just be working at it with the technique and with the coaching and everything else.
The wide receiver room for the Texans has been wild the last few years, because 2 years ago, the year that CJ first got here and they drafted Tank and Nico hadn't broken out yet, and remember that wide receiver room was ranked among the worst, if not the worst, in the NFL with Nico Collins and Tank Dell in that room, but they hadn't proven themselves yet. Then the next year, Tank and Nico had both proven themselves to be good NFL players, and they add Stephon Diggs, and now they're number one. You don't get past three with the Texans in the wide receiver room. And then Tank gets hurt and Stephon Diggs leaves, and now it's Nico and they bring in Christian Kirk and they bring in these two rookies. And now I feel like it's settled. Like, probably, if I had to guess, when they put out all these power rankings of position groups, the Texans wide receiver group will be somewhere in the middle now. Like, it's just it's been a wild chart for that room over the last couple of years,
When we get to Arianti Ursary, this is where it's interesting. And this is when I read these, and I remember, reading this before the draft. There's one thing about Ursary that I think him being in college for 5 years, I believe he was there all 5 years and he played for, I think it probably helped him a lot, because I got a picture of a guy that's matured while he's been in college. And I think maybe if, let's say he had played as well as he did after his sophomore season and entered the draft immediately, I don't know if he would have gone in the second round. Here are the negative comments about Ursary. We were concerned about laziness, lack of discipline, and for the process. That's bad, especially for an offensive lineman. Mm. But he's an easy mover, light on his feet, pretty good space player for a big guy. You question his awareness a little. He's head and shoulders above Banks, he says, on Kelvin Banks and Josh Connerly on pure talent, which is really interesting. Want to talk about, and I mean, in terms of his size and measurables and everything, he was very, very impressive physically.
Especially Banks, who went ninth in the draft. He's a top 10 pick.
So another scout says, I wouldn't say he's had a checkered past, but he's had some little character things. I believe in him. I'll say this. I don't think the character things will hurt his draft spot. And again, that's where I think him being there for 5 years, we've seen this a lot. Just guys like, even C.J. Stroud, it wasn't a character issue thing, but C.J. Stroud will talk himself about how he really had to learn and develop himself as a leader, and that it wasn't necessarily that he showed up at Ohio State with the right attitude and everything else about being a leader. and he learned it while he was there, and he credits Ryan Day for that a lot. And now I think he does a lot of the things that a lot of other quarterbacks don't do really, really well. So I just, it's painted a picture of, I think from the Texans' perspective, a guy that was perhaps kind of immature early in his college career and then figured it out and became a different guy and grew up. And this is the nice thing about the NFL versus the NBA. They get to do that in college as opposed to the NBA when you give him a multimillion-dollar contract at the age of 19 and then you hope he figures it out by the time
he's
22.
They're doing it as a second-year player on your team. Yeah.
Yeah, the one quote that was interesting to me there was, I wouldn't say he's had a checkered past, but he's had some little character things. But that same scout said, I believe in him.
Yeah.
I'll say this, I don't think those things will hurt his draft spot.
I'll say two things so far. That one, specific to Ursary, I do feel good about the Texans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Filter that they're looking at character and off the field stuff through with this, you know, with Nick and with D'Amico and with this staff. I feel confident in them. Not saying they'll be able to catch everything and that there won't be hiccups along the way, that a guy who portrayed himself as being great football character guy might not end up being that way, but they've done a pretty good job of that so far, really good job of that so far the last couple of years.
And I for what it's worth, I Googled, like, just as far as off field stuff and everything, I couldn't find any articles about anything off field. Or anything like over
criminal,
like,
stuff.
Yeah. Well, because I had somebody from who claimed to be from the University of Minnesota that was like talking all kinds of trash about him, and I'm like, I'm searching all over. You're gonna have to give me something more concrete.
I need
this.
Reports. So
I feel like it was somebody that like lost a poker game to him or something.
I would say number two. And we'll get to Jalen Noel here in a second. There's nothing I've heard so far with either Jaden Higgins or Arianti Ursary from these anonymous scouts, Seth, that scares me off of the Texans having chosen them. I feel like these are good picks by the Texans so far.
Jalen Noel's an interesting one because a lot of people, you know, Todd McShay has been talking nonstop about how he was his third best wide receiver in this draft.
He was in his top 32.
A lot of people have really just they've said that Jalen Noel is the best value pick for the Texans. People are very much almost unanimously approved this pick. This was the anonymous scout via Bob McGinn, and I've seen this elsewhere. My biggest hang up was his hands. He's had some big drops, concentration drops, I guess. He's inconsistent. He's got 5 muffed punts over his career.
Yeah.
What I did like was the team always seemed to go to him and gotta have it situations at the end of the game.
Yeah. McShay, we may have the audio too. Hey Ben, can you find?
We do. Yeah.
We do. Yeah. We got McShay. McShay echoed the sentiment of that anonymous scout, especially I hadn't heard about all the muffed punts and the hands issues. Here's Todd McShay on those issues with Noel.
We see a smaller, at best, number 3 slot receiver who has a very small catch radius, short arms, 29.5-inch arm length. Doesn't make a ton of catches where he's going up and getting it, making unbelievable adjustments, all that stuff.
He showed he could do that a little bit, though. He showed
flashes.
He could do that a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm saying not a ton of it. 5 muff punts, had some bad drops in some moments. I think it was more like focus, you know, that kind of stuff, but we'll see. Those are the reasons. Short arms, short. Small catch radius, had some drops, 5 muff punts.
Okay.
You know, he said that after 2 minutes of gushing about him. So he came talking about specifically why he probably dropped. This is the interesting thing with Noel is that he improved on it in 2024. So going into his career drop rate is 6.5%, which is bad. In 2024, he dropped four on 119 targets, which is that's like not great, not horrendous. I think
like 3%. Yeah.
The improvement in 2024 is probably something that made the Texans and a lot of teams feel better about it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Will Fuller was a guy that his drops were a huge concern coming out of college. Mm-hmm. Didn't end up being nearly as big a concern in the NFL.
No. He was, there were a couple, right. He got better when he got to the league. Hey, we got some Texans breaking news. The Texans, Seth, according to Diana Rossini, are re-signing defensive lineman Foley Fatakasi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's
coming off a surgery.
He is. I don't know. Was it a shoulder? I'm trying to remember what it was with Foley Fatakasi. I can't remember what it was.
It was shoulder surgery.
Shoulder surgery. Okay. But they're bringing him, presumably he's going to be healthy once the season rolls around. Some good depth in that position group. So you're bringing back Foley. Your interior defensive line right now, Seth, is a lot of familiar faces. You bring back Mario Edwards. Tim Settle is still here in the second year of his deal. You bring back Sheldon Rankins after a year in Cincinnati. Yeah. And now Foley Fatakasi coming back. So this is a lot of very familiar faces on the interior.
The thing about the defensive tackles right now is that they're very good at providing push up the middle as pass rushers, or at least, as a group, they do a good job of that. They don't really line up and just stuff the run consistently as defensive tackles. I think D'Amico made some tweaks last season as the season went along where they got better at it. Because that's one of the things that the run defense last year was good. The problem was, same as in the passing game, it was the big runs and the big passes allowed where the Texans would play great 95% of the time, and then all of a sudden they'd get gashed for a huge run or they'd get gashed for a big pass. And that's where I think that there's still, over the next couple of years, at some point, D'Amico's going to continue to try to add a guy who's a combo run stuffer, but also a really good pass rusher. So, but for right now, they do it by committee pretty well.
Yeah, he's had three drafts with Nick Caserio, D'Amico has. Have they drafted? I know they drafted the Hamilton kid out of Rutgers in this draft, but that was a seventh round pick. I'm trying to think, have they used a premium? I don't think they've used a premium pick or even a pick above the seventh round on a defensive lineman yet. So that would be fun to get an impact.
The defensive linemen they've drafted with D'Amico have all been, they've all been sixth or seventh round picks. So Keontae Hamilton? Marcus Harris, remember Marcus Harris?
Marcus Harris from Auburn, yep.
Oh, Solomon Burr, he was a defensive end. Is a defensive end.
Yeah.
And then Dylan Horton's kind of a, he's like kind of like a Menahu. Yeah, he can go down and play inside, but he's not a three technique.
Yeah, not a big 300-pounder. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Keep texting in, 713-572-4610 if you want to weigh in on any thoughts, Texans or otherwise. Again, the Nick Caserio interview is up on if it's not up yet, on YouTube and on Odyssey before the end of our show. We had him, Texans GM, on a little bit earlier in the show. To the Rockets we go. If you are, we hit this early in the show for the late arriving crowd. If you're somebody who's wanting a big move for an outside star with the Rockets, get ready for Rafael Stone to pull out his bucket of cold water and dump it all over you in the next segment. We'll have the audio coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.